In a world where podcast networks fill every corner of the internet, one stands above the rest, and you're listening to it. This is the BS Podcast Network.
Who are you talking to right now? Who is it you think you see? Do you know how much I make a year? I mean, even if I told you, you wouldn't believe it. Do you know what would happen if I suddenly decided to stop going into work? A business big enough that it could be listed on the NASDAQ goes belly up. Disappears. It ceases to exist without me. No, you clearly don't know who you're talking to, so let me clue you in. I am not in danger, Skyler. I am the danger. A guy opens his door and gets shot, and you think that of me? No. I am the one who knocks.
Wow, that is really hard. You really think you can go all day long? Well, you always left me satisfied and smiling.
That's what she said!
Third down two, 13 seconds to go. Here's the snap, fumbled by Romo. Picks it up, has a shot in the end zone. It's caught! Jason Witten, it's caught!
Hands it to Calderon. Here we go as he slaps it. He looks. He can't get it to Ellis. Got it to Carter in the corner. He has! And the Mavericks win the game! A three-pointer in the corner for Vince Carter! And it's a ball scene in the corner! And the Mavericks have taken a 2-1 lead in the best-of-seven series in the most spectacular of matches! Vince Carter nearly falling out of bounds! It's a three-pointer to give the Mavericks a 109-108
something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is gonna hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Let me tell you what's gonna happen. I'm going to roll my window up, then I'm going to drive away, and you're going to go home to your daughter, and every few years you're going to look at her face and know that you're alive because you chose not to go down a certain road on a certain night, that you chose to walk into the light instead of into the darkness.
Hello, everybody. We're just going to have another mini episode like I had last week. It's just going to be me again, but I'm going to go ahead and start the show off with the AFC and NFC East. I'm not going to go as into detail as Josh is, because let's just call it like it is. He's a lot smarter than I am. So, but I'm going to start with the AFC East. And we'll start with the New England Patriots. Obviously, Tom Brady will be gone for the first four games because of Deflategate. He was supposed to be gone for four games last year, but he ended up winning the appeal. But then, you know, the NFL, you know, I'm not sure, like, they took court action or whatever, and then the suspension came back, but let's just put it like that. So Jimmy Garoppolo, he's going to play the first four games. You know, he's not bad, but he's not Tom Brady, you know, so they'll probably go like 2-2 or something. But I think they're still going to do well this year, you know. Tom Brady's going to come back with his hair on fire. You know, he's the greatest quarterback of all time, in my opinion. So yeah, they're going to be good. You know, they added Martellus Bennett. You you know, to team up with Rob Gronkowski, and that's going to be a great tandem because Tom Brady knows how to use his tight ends. And so Bennett, he's going to fit right in with them. And of course, they have, you know, the no-name running backs, with the exception of LeGarrette Blount. He's probably going to be the starter. And then James White, he'll probably, you know, be that receiver out of the backfield for him. As far as I know, the defense will be okay. I don't know if they're going to be world beaters, but, you know, they'll be all right. They added Chris Long from the Rams. He kind of been tailing off a little bit, but, you know, maybe he'll revive his career a little bit with the Patriots. He'll probably be their pressure guy if he works out, because they traded what's his name to the their pressure guy, Chandler Jones. They traded him to Arizona for Jonathan Cooper, who's going to be their starting right guard, which they needed offensive line help. So maybe he'll help out the offense too. Their secondary is pretty good with Devin McCourty at free safety. And Malcolm Butler, you know, the Super Bowl hero of a couple years ago. He's still starting at cornerback. But yeah, they're going to be just fine. And obviously, they still have Julian Edelman, Danny Amendola. A short little white guy, receivers. So yeah, they're going to be pretty good. Next, the Buffalo Bills. I'm not sure. They're probably just going to be average, you know, probably like 8-8 or something. Their defense was supposed to be really good last year, but it was awful. They just, you know, the 2014, I believe they led the league in sacks with like 51 or so, you know, Mario Williams, you know. Rex Ryan comes in, he's supposed to make them into this all-world defense, and then they were terrible. I think they had the least amount of sacks in the league. A lot of them weren't a good fit for what Rex Ryan was doing. And so, they lost Mario Williams. He went to the Dolphins. But I guess Jerry Hughes is still there. He's going to be the pressure guy off the edge. Kyle Williams is a nice player in the middle. Well, I guess he's on the end right now. Yeah, he's defensive end now. But he's a really nice player. Ronald Darby, he's pretty good too. A guy they drafted last year, I believe. And Adolphus Washington is going to be a rookie starter for them. And they got Tyrod Taylor for another year. They actually signed him to a nice contract, so they'll have him there for a while. Not sure if he'll be as good as he was last year, but you know, we'll see. EJ Manuel will still be his backup, and he's got Cardale Jones as the third stringer. They got really nice running backs, though. LeSean McCoy is the starting running back, obviously. They signed Reggie Bush. And Carlos Williams is there, too, but he's suspended for a little bit. But once he comes back, he'll be a nice player like it was last year. Got some nice receivers too. Sammy Watkins got much better last year. Robert Woods is a nice little receiver too. Marquise Goodwin from, I believe was a Texas Longhorn. And you know, their offensive line isn't bad either. Charles Clay is a nice tight end too. So, I mean, they got nice players, but it's just, it's not. They're not good enough to overtake the New England Patriots. Next, let's go on to the New Jersey Jets. New York Jets. After much time of waiting, they finally signed Ryan Fitzpatrick. So now he's back to be their starter. He had a really, really good year last year. They should thank their lucky stars that Geno Smith got punched out last year, so Fitzpatrick could play instead. Still got Nick Mangold, you know, as a center. He's probably this. He's either the best or the second best center in the league. He's really, really good. Got Brandon Marshall still as their lead receiver, and Eric Decker is he's one of the better number two receivers in the league. They signed Matt Forte to be their running back. I'm not sure how much he has left, but I'm sure he'll still be pretty good. Yeah, they still got Bilal Powell. He's a nice number two running back also. And then on defense is going to be really, really good. Leonard Williams was a really big pickup for them. Last year fell just right into their lap, and he's really, really good. You got Muhammad Wilkerson at the right defensive end, and he's really, really good also. And I forget his name, Sheldon something, but he got suspended, I believe, for a little bit, but he, Sheldon Jenkins or something, I can't remember his name, but it's not showing up on the depth chart here. But, and I guess they signed Ryan Clady to help their offensive line also. I'm just noticing. Still got Calvin Pryor. He's a really good safety. They'll be pretty good too. But they'll be second place. Maybe could fight for a wild card, but they're not going to overtake New England Patriots. Just not going to happen. Next, Miami Dolphins. Most likely they'll be in last place. I think their offense will be decent. You know, they signed Arian Foster. I'm not sure how much he has left, but who knows. Jay Ajayi, he's a nice number two running back. Ryan Tannehill is not bad. You know, he's pretty good, but he's not great. Past 2 years have been pretty decent. But we'll see. Jordan Cameron is a nice tight end for them. Their offensive line is not that great. They kind of struggle there. You know, Mike Pouncey is pretty good center, but I don't know. That's about it. Jarvis Landry is a really, really good receiver. I think he caught the most, like, as far as, like, the first 2 years for a receiver, he's caught the most passes in NFL history. And they got Kenny Stills, also as a really nice deep threat. And Devontae Parker, who didn't do much at all last year, but we'll see what he can do this year. He was their first-round pick last year. On defense, they signed Mario Williams. And they still got Cameron Wake, who's really, really good. And Ndamukong Suh, he's a force in the middle, like a Brahma bull. He may be one of the best, if not the best, 3 technique in the league. Their linebackers are, okay. But, and they have a bunch of no-names that I never heard of in their secondary. So I think they're going to be last place. I don't think they're going to do much. Maybe 6 or 7 wins. I don't know. So I think New England is, they're going to win by a landslide in the AFC East. Next, the NFC East. All right, so we'll start with the Washington Redskins. They won the division last year. They signed Josh Norman. He was maybe the best cornerback in the league last year. I don't know if he's necessarily, maybe he's great. I don't know. We'll see. He might have been a product of the players that he had around him in Carolina, but who knows? Maybe he'll be great in Washington also. We'll see. But most likely he'll make their secondary better. Looks like they moved a D'Angelo Hall to safety. Bashad Breeland is the other starting cornerback. They got Preston Smith at coming off the edge. It was a nice player. Ryan Kerrigan, obviously their best pass rusher. They got some nice receivers. DeSean Jackson is probably the best deep threat in the league. Pierre Garçon is a nice, steady receiver. And Jamison Crowder, a guy that they got last year from the Duke Blue Devils. And then they drafted Josh Doctson. Looks like he isn't a starter yet, but I'm sure at some point in the year he will be a starter. Because he's just too talented. Their running back, Matt Jones, is not bad. He's not great, but he's pretty good. Pretty good little running back. They got Kirk Cousins, who was really, really good last year, but let's see what he can do in his second year. And Colt McCoy is his backup also. Who's one of the better backups in the league. Jordan Reed is one of the best tight ends in the league right now. He was really, really good last year. And yeah, Vernon Davis to back him up. So that'll be interesting. I don't know. I think they'll win maybe 8 games. I'm not sure. They're kind of a wild card for me. Next, let's go on to the Philadelphia Eagles. Obviously, they made that big trade with Minnesota Vikings. Traded Sam Bradford for first round and a 4th round pick in the next year's draft. And so now it's going to be the Carson Wentz show with Chase Daniel as the backup. Still got Brent Celek as the tight end. Their O-line is, it's okay. Maybe they'll be better this year with this other offense. Because, I don't know, just the way they did last year just wasn't a good fit for the players that they had. It looks like Lane Johnson's gone for the first 4 games, I believe, because of testing positive for PEDs. So, but Jason Kelce is a really nice center. On defense, they got some nice pressure players in Connor Barwin, Brandon Graham. And Fletcher Cox is an awesome defensive tackle. And Benny Logan isn't bad either. Jordan Hicks is a really good player. Their defense is going to be pretty good in the front seven. Their secondary is okay. Leotis McKelvin isn't bad. And Nolan Carroll. But they're not going to be great. But the good part of their defense is going for their front seven. It's one of the better ones in the league. And I believe, I think his name is Jeff Schwartz or Joe Schwartz. Is there a defensive coordinator? Oh, Jim Schwartz. Is there a defensive coordinator? And they got Doug Peterson as their head coach now. I think they'll be last in the division, personally. I think Carson Wentz will struggle. I don't know. I never really thought he would be a great pro quarterback, and I have even less faith in him as a rookie quarterback. So, we'll see. Next, New York Giants. They had probably the biggest offseason in the league last year, signing Olivier Vernon to be their pressure player. He only had about 7 sacks the year before, and he still got like 80 mil. Just a huge contract. But, he's a nice player. But maybe he'll be better with Jason Pierre-Paul on the other side. And they also signed Janoris Jenkins to a big contract also. So he's going to help out there. Drafted Eli Apple. I don't think he's a starter yet. He'll probably be their nickel back. They got Landon Collins as their starter again, and Darian Thompson, a guy that they drafted in the third round, I believe. So defense will be better because they were probably the worst last year. Just everybody just killed them. Obviously they still have Eli Manning as their starter. Got bunch of no names as tight end, Larry Donald. Not sure who Will Ty is, but whatever. And they drafted Sterling Shepard, who is really, really good. He'll fit in really well here. It looks like he's going to be a starter. And I guess they'll get Victor Cruz back so he can be in the slot. We'll see what he can do after being gone for, I think, about 2 years. And then Odell Beckham, he's top 5 receiver in the league and just a big star. The only thing to really worry about is their O-line. Their O-line isn't very good. Their running backs aren't very good either. Rashad Jennings isn't bad, former Liberty Flame, great. But he's not a great running back. He's decent. He just doesn't put it together every single week. But we'll see. I personally think that they will win the division, though. I think they'll win 9 or 10 games. And which brings me to the Dallas Cowboys, which is, if y'all have been listening to the podcast before, that's my team. I love me some Dallas Cowboys. They're could be the most frustrating team in the league. I'm not going to be one of those guys that leaves your team because they struggle for a little while. But anyway, I'll get off that. Obviously, they lost Tony Romo for... I think it's going to be at least 6 games. Could be 8. Could be 10. But... it'll be about 6 weeks. And it'll be the Dak Prescott show. And then... Mark Sanchez, or Sanchez, was signed a few days ago to be the backup and I have no problem with Mark Sanchez as backup. I just don't want him to be the starter, but he'll be a nice backup for Dak Prescott. I don't know how good Dak will be. He was awesome in the preseason, but it was just the preseason, you know. It's a different game in the regular season. You know, Quincy Carter was really good his first preseason, and we all know how that that ended up. So, we'll see what happens there. Their O-line is the best in the league, with a Tyron Smith, Lyle Collins, Travis Frederick, Zach Martin, Doug Free. They're just badasses up there. Which will help Dak. You know, those guys will help him. The receivers are pretty darn good too, with Dez Bryant, Terrence Williams are both pretty good playmakers. Terrence would be better if he wasn't such a body catcher, but I mean, he's not going to change that at this point, so oh well. But he's still a nice number two. Bryce Butler. Looks like he'll be the number four receiver. Cole Beasley is the number three. I don't know, they'll kind of switch. I don't know. They'll probably play about the same amount. Well, I don't know. I guess Cole will probably play more because he's one of the better slot receivers in the league. He's going to have a big year, I think. He'll have about... I'm going to say that he will have 70 catches. Then Lucky Whitehead, he's the number five guy. He'll be their returner. And he had a pretty good preseason as a returner. And then got Ezekiel Elliott as the running back. Hopefully he'll stay out of trouble. He's a lot of little things that keeps coming up. Guess kind of like Dez when he first started out. Just a lot of little things. Like, hopefully they don't turn into big things. But he was their number four overall pick, and they're just leaning on him to help them out big time this year. Their defense will be interesting. I mean, for the first four games, DeMarcus Lawrence, D-Law, will be gone. Their best pass rusher. So it'll be Benson Mayowa. And I'm not sure if it'll be David Irving or Jack Crawford playing the other defensive end, but I think it should be David Irving. I think he's slightly better than Jack Crawford, but he'll get a lot of playing time anyway. Then I think their defensive tackles will be decent. It's just their defensive ends aren't very good as far as I've seen. Maybe they'll surprise us. I don't know. But their D tackles are pretty good with Tyron Crawford. Terrell McClain is a nice clogger up front. Cedric Thornton is one of their bigger signings that they had. Which is kind of surprising why he's not starting, but whatever, he'll get playing time. And then Malik Collins, their third-round pick, is part of their lat. You know, he'll get some playing time too. Their linebackers will be okay. Sean Lee is awesome. Love Sean Lee. He's their defensive quarterback, basically. he's going to be really, really good. And then they got Orlando Scandrick back this year, so that'll definitely help. I think their secondary will be really good. It's just their, I don't know where their pass rush will come, so that's going to hurt the secondary. I mean, you can have Deion back there, but if you don't get pressure, then you're screwed. So we'll see what happens there. They're going to put Byron Jones as the safety, and he'll have another year under his belt, and so he'll be even better. You know, he took J.J. Wilcox's job. So that's an even bigger bonus. And it looks like Anthony Brown made the team, and so I guess he'll be the fourth cornerback. And Morris Claiborne, you know, he's going to get a lot of playing time because a lot of teams use three receivers. So basically he'll almost basically be a starter. And, yeah, I think their secondary will be good. They have the best kicker in the league, Dan Bailey. And then, I think they'll come in second place. I think they'll win 8 games. I think them and, Washington will battle for second place in the division. So, yeah, that's all I got about football this week. Next I will throw out my predictions on some of the Emmy awards that will come in about a week. Alright, thanks.
Come on now.
Yo, Carla, where you from?
Chicago.
Oh, Chicago. We have family there.
Chicago. Windy City, huh? I was working on a skyscraper in Chicago once, and my lunch blew up the 27th floor.
Yeah, I figure your old fat ass remember something about a sandwich flying off a building.
Oh, baby, eat some bread.
So, Miss Purdy, are you and Sherman having relations?
That's a good question. No, Grandma. It's not like that. We're colleagues. Oh. We just work together.
Colleagues. Oh, yeah, that's how I start out, colleagues. Me and your grandfather was colleagues. Next thing you know, he's on top of me in the shed, pumping and sweating.
Hey, Mo's not like that. Sherman, will you hush up? You never brought a girl home. The least you can do is let us talk to her.
Yeah, I'd like to get to know her a little better myself.
Ain't nothing wrong with having relations. Don't be ashamed of that. Relations is beautiful. When I was young, I used to always have relations. Every night, if a nice gentleman bring me flowers and candy, take me to a movie, show me a lovely evening, then I would take him home and give him hot, lovely relations. A relation is a beautiful thing. It's nothing to be ashamed of, especially to young people.
That's your way, Edmund.
You know, sometimes when I'm alone, I relate to myself.
I can relate.
Oh, Mama.
I don't want to hear this shit while I'm eating.
Please, stop talking to me.
So, Carla, do you like children?
Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful. I can't wait for Sherman to bring me home some grandbabies.
Hey, I know you're going to enjoy making them babies. Got them child-bearing hips. Baby popped right out.
Your family got any money? I ain't paying for no big-ass wedding.
Oh, Carla, I know a wonderful minister. What religious background are you?
Yeah, you know, I still got my wedding dress. If you want it, I'll take it in and let you wear. You look so lovely, Aaron. It's white, though. Can you wear a white wedding dress, young lady? Now, Sherman, you can wear a white tuxedo. Did you know Sherman? Sherman's never had relations.
Mama, you're going to embarrass my baby.
Oh, he got a strong back. When you get all that man and release all that that's been built up for 35 years, just wanting and wanting and wanting, whoo, might make your head blow off.
Pop, go to Weezer.
I got my own self hot telling that story.
Pop, go to Weezer, Carla. Weezer say, pop.
Yeah, Carla, you and Sherman gonna get married here in Chicago.
Carla, do you cook? Because somebody's got to feed my Sherman.
Yeah, I know a wonderful church down there on Main Street, but they won't marry you if you're a lesbian. Not that I have anything against lesbians. I love lesbians.
Lesbians is good.
Yeah, true, Ed. There's nothing wrong with little Bingo, little cunnilingus. They ain't never hurt nobody.
Well, why is it the woman always gets the choice where it's gonna be married?
Well, that's tradition.
Well, tradition my ass. Look, I ain't gonna pay for everybody to fly to no Chicago. You know how much plane tickets cost?
My old cheap bastard.
If we go to Chicago, then we're gonna have to drive down there.
I'm not driving over
to Chicago. We're gonna drive to Chicago. Yeah, but then you're gonna be walking around the bike because I ain't got home. The wedding's gonna be here.
My baby's not getting married.
My baby is not getting married.
Oh, yeah.
There you go again, popping off gas in front of this lovely young lady.
Dude, we trying to have a meal. You want
shame
to get big
on
this gas.
I hope your ass turned into a frog.
Hold the gas up in my ass.
Don't nobody want to hear your flatulence, please, clump. You such a disgrace.
I stopped holding my gas a long time ago. You know that.
Please, you going to spoil it to everybody.
Say one more word. Say one
look
more
at how
word
y'all have influenced this baby.
Okay, so I'm going to try and predict the Emmy Awards. First, I think I'm going to start with Best Supporting Actress in a Comedy Series. That will be the nominees for that is Anna Clumsley, Veep, Gabby Hoffman, A Transparent, Allison Janney, A Mom, Judith Light, Transparent, Kate McKinnon, Saturday Night Live, Renisi Nash, Getting On. The only show I've seen out of these is Getting On, and I think Niecy Nash is really, really good on that show, but I think it's going to be Judith Light of Transparent. Next. Best Supporting Actor in a Comedy Series. You got Louis Anderson of Baskets. I think he plays Galifianakis' mom on there. Really funny. Andre Brower of Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Hilarious. Ty Burrell of Modern Family. Titus Burgess of Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. He plays the gay friend of Kimmy Schmidt, and he's hilarious. Tony Hale of Veep, which is an amazing show. Keegan-Michael Key of Key and Peele, another amazing show. Matt Walsh of Veep. I think it's going to be Louis Anderson, from what I hear. I haven't seen that show either, but I hear he's amazing, so I think he's going to take the cake. Now, Best Supporting Actress in a Drama Series. Got three from Game of Thrones. Got Emilia Clarke, Lena Headey, Macy Williams. Then we got Maggie Smith on Downton Abbey. Mara Tierney of The Affair. And then Constance Zimmer of Unreal. I think it's going to be Lena Headey. She was just incredible. And if she doesn't win, then there's something wrong. Best Supporting Actor in a Drama Series. Well, there's a lot of really good people in here. Got Jonathan Banks of Better Call Saul. He plays Mike, and he's amazing. Peter Dinklage of Game of Thrones. He's Tyrion. Little guy Tyrion. He's the best. He's the best part of that show, I think. Kit Harington, Jon Snow, very popular character of Game of Thrones. Michael Kelly of House of Cards, Ben Mendelsohn, Bloodline, and Jon Voight of Ray Donovan. I think it's going to be Kit Harington. He's just really, really popular, and I think he's going to take that. Now, Best Actress in a Comedy Series. I think it's going to... the nominees are... Ellie Kemper of Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. She plays Kimmy Schmidt. Julia Louis-Dreyfus of Veep. Laurie Metcalf of Getting On. Just amazing, amazing show. Very underrated. It's not talked about enough. Tracy Ellis Ross of Blackish. Pretty funny show. Amy Schumer of Inside Amy Schumer. And Lily Tomlin of Grace and Frankie. Pretty good show, too. If I had to put my money down, I think... I know it's kind of the generic answer, but... I think it'll be Julia Louis-Dreyfus again. She seems to win every year, but... Well... Yeah, I just don't know who else would win. Best Actor in a Comedy Series. Anthony Anderson of Blackish. He's basically the main character. Aziz Ansari of Master of None. Another really good show. Will Forte, Last Man on Earth. Really funny. William H. Macy of Shameless. Never seen it, but I do like William H. Macy. Thomas Middleditch of... Silicon Valley, fantastic show, very underrated. Jeffrey Tambor, Transparent, haven't seen that show, but I hear he's pretty good, and I'm a fan of Jeffrey Tambor, especially him on Arrested Development. I think this may be a little bit of a shocker, but I think it's going to be Aziz Ansari. I think it's going to be him. Best Actress in a Drama Series. Viola Davis of How to Get Away with Murder. Claire Danes of Homeland. Taraji P. Henson plays Cookie on Empire. Tatiana Maslany of Orphan Black. Haven't seen that show, but I hear it's pretty good. Kerry Russell of The Americans. Robin Wright of House of Cards. This is a tough one. I think it's going to be Taraji P. Henson. Seems like that's a really popular show. I think she's going to take it. Now, the Best Actor in Drama Series is a pretty tough one, because there's a lot of heavy hitters here. A lot of really good shows that are represented, and it's hard to choose from. It's hard for them to choose from, but you got Kyle Chandler from Bloodline, plays the main character there. Bob Odenkirk, Better Call Saul. I just am a huge fan of his. And he's awesome in that show. So proud of him. Matthew Rhys, he plays the dad on The Americans. Dad and husband. Liev Schreiber on Ray Donovan. Plays Ray Donovan. And Kevin Spacey of House of Cards. And Francis Underwood, which he's awesome on that show. I don't love that show, but he's great. He's perfect. And then, who I think is going to win, and I think who should win, is Rami Malek of Mr. Robot. He plays Elliot, the main character, and it's my favorite show right now on TV. There's a lot of great shows, but it's like that or Better Call Saul are my favorite shows right now. I think Mr. Robot is going to take a lot of awards that day. And brings me to Best Comedy Series, which is Veep. The nominees are Veep, Transparent, Silicon Valley, Modern Family, Master of None, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, and Blackish. And I think, in an upset, I think it'll be Master of None. I hope it's Silicon Valley. I think it should be that one, because I think that's a show that makes me laugh the most. But Master of None, I wouldn't have anything against that. That's a really good, really nice, sweet show. Drama series. That's a tough category because there's a lot of really good shows. I think it's down to two of them. The nominees are The Americans on FX, Game of Thrones from HBO, House of Cards from Netflix, Downton Abbey from PBS, Better Call Saul, AMC, Homeland, Showtime, Mr. Robot from USA. And personally, I think it's down to Mr. Robot and Game of Thrones. And I think it's going to be Mr. Robot because they seem to give it to the more new show. And Game of Thrones won it the year before. I'm not sure it'll win 2 years in a row, but if it does, I wouldn't be upset about that, because that season 6 was amazing, and that battle scene alone at the end of the season was just ridiculous. But I think it's down to those two, and I think Mr. Robot will take the cake. Alright, let's go to limited series, if I can pull it up here. Just talk amongst yourselves. Okay. Best limited series. American Crime from ABC. Fargo from FX. The Night Manager from AMC. Thomas, I forget his name. He's Loki from Thor. I didn't watch that one, but I heard it was really good. The people from OJ, People versus OJ. That was on FX also, and that was really good. And they did a remake of Roots. That was on History Channel, and I think it would be down to Fargo and People versus OJ. If I had my pick, it would be Fargo. I think that was slightly better than People versus OJ, but I think it would be the People versus OJ American Crime story. I think that had a little bit more popularity to it, and which it was really good, so I wouldn't be upset about that. I thought it was very captivating, and I'm always up for watching anything about the OJ trial. Alright, best television movie. A Very Merry Christmas, which was awesome. I really, really liked that. All the Way is the Bryan Cranston movie about LBJ. Confirmation. Chad Kerry Washington. It's about that sex scandal in the early 90s. I'm not sure what their names were. I didn't really know much about that, but sure, it was pretty good. Luther, which is I thought it was a TV show, but I don't know. I'm not sure how it works. But, and then Sherlock, the Abominable Bride. I think it's going to be All the Way. That was a really good movie, and yeah, I think that one's going to take it. Okay. Best actor in a limited series or a television movie? Bryan Cranston. He played LBJ on All the Way. Benedict Cumberbatch. Sherlock, the Abominable Bride. Ooh, there's a lot of heavy hitters here. Idris Elba of Luther. He played Luther. Cuba Gooding Jr. on People vs. OJ. He played OJ and he did damn good. Tom Hiddleston, that's his name, from The Night Manager. And Courtney B. Vance of The People vs. OJ. He played Johnny Cochran to perfection. He just makes you so mad on there. But that just means he's doing a good job. And I think it'll be Courtney B. Vance. It'll be between him and Bryan Cranston, but I think it'll be him. Best actress in a limited series or a television movie. The nominees are Kirsten Dunst of Fargo, Felicity Huffman of American Crime, Audra McDonald, A Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill. I'm not sure what that is. Sarah Paulson of The People vs. OJ. She played Marcia Clark, also to perfection. Lily Taylor of American Crime, and Kerry Washington of Confirmation. I think it should be and will be Sarah Paulson of The People vs. OJ, American Crime Story. Best supporting actor in a limited series or a television movie. Got Sterling K. Brown, who played... he played the African-American prosecuting lawyer, which his name is leaving me right now, but he was really good. Hugh Laurie of The Night Manager, Jesse Plemons of Fargo, David Schwimmer, he played Robert Kardashian on The People vs. OJ. He did an awesome job. John Travolta played Robert Shapiro on The People vs. OJ. And then Bokeem Woodbine of Fargo. He was the best thing about Fargo. God bless it. He was great. I think it should be Bokeem Woodbine, but... That's a tough one. I think... It'll probably end up being Hugh Laurie because he's a bigger name, but I think it should be Bokeem Woodbine. Best supporting actress in limited series or television movie. You got Kathy Bates on American Horror Story Hotel. Yeah, she was awesome on that. Olivia Colman of The Night Manager, Regina King of American Crime, Melissa Leo of All the Way, Sarah Paulson of American Horror Story Hotel, and she played like a junkie on there, and then Jean Smart of Fargo. I think it should be and will be Jean Smart. Best guest actor in a drama series. Okay, I'm having a hard time pronouncing this guy's name. Mahershala Ali. I'm guessing he's the guy that, you know, cooks the barbecue for Francis Underwood. Hank Azaria, Ray Donovan, Greg E. Cathy of House of Cards, Michael J. Fox of The Good Wife, Paul Sparks of House of Cards, Max von Sydow of Game of Thrones. I think it should be and will be Max von Sydow. Play the three-eyed raven. He was flipping fantastic. Best guest actress in a drama series, Ellen Burstyn of House of Cards, Allison Janney of Masters of Sex, Margot Martindale of The Americans, Laurie Metcalf of Horace and Pete, Molly Parker of House of Cards, and Carrie Preston of The Good Wife. I think it should be and will be Margot Martindale. She's great in everything she does. Love that girl. Best guest actor in a comedy series. You got Larry David of Saturday Night Live, Tracy Morgan, Saturday Night Live, Martin Mull, Veep, Bob Newhart, the great Bob Newhart of The Big Bang Theory, Peter Scolari of Girls, and Bradley Whitford of Transparent. I'm going to go out on the limb and say Larry David, because of how great he does Bernie Sanders. Well, if he played Barry Sanders, then there would be a big story. But no. Bernie Sanders. Yeah. So I think it'll be Larry David. I'm a big fan of that dude. Okay. Best actress in a comedy series. It is Christine Baranski of The Big Bang Theory, Tina Fey and Amy Poehler on Saturday Night Live, Melora Hardin, Transparent, Melissa McCarthy, Saturday Night Live, Laurie Metcalf of Big Bang Theory, Amy Schumer of Saturday Night Live. I think they're gonna. That's a tough one. I'm gonna say Melora Hardin, Transparent. That's just a shot in the dark. Best variety talk series. Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. Which is on Crackle. Awesome show. Jimmy Kimmel Live on ABC. Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. The Late Late Show with James Corden. On CBS, Real Time with Bill Maher. FU Bill Maher. And then The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon. I think it should be Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, but I don't think it's a big enough name. And I think it'll end up being Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, which I don't have a problem with either, because I love that show too. That's a damn good show. I love that show. Really funny. Then my last one I'm going to do is Best Variety Sketch Series. There's been a lot of really good ones lately. And those nominees are Documentary Now on IFC, hilarious. Drunk History. I haven't watched that one very much, but from what I've watched, I liked Inside Amy Schumer, pretty good. Key and Peele, amazing. They had their last season last year, and it was every episode was great. They're both really likable guys. Portlandia, awesome. Just genius and really quirky, really weird, but I love it. And Saturday Night Live, which I didn't think last season was really good. And I don't know, I'm not sure what it's going to take for them to get me to start watching it again, but I don't like the cast that they had in the past few years. And I think it should be, and it will be, Key and Peele. Well, that's all I got for y'all today. Thank you for listening. be sure to hit us up on our email, the roundkidstable at yahoo.com. You can tweet us at it'll be the initials of the Knights of the Round Kids Table. And then you can hit me up at my Twitter account, which is at Sir_Robert23. Love you guys. Thank you.
Get out of here, Dewey.
What are y'all doing in here?
We're smoking reefer. And you don't want no part of this shit.
You're smoking reefers?
Yeah, of course we are. Can't you smell it?
No, Sam. I can't.
Come on, Dewey. Join the party.
No, Dewey. You don't want this. Get out of here.
You know what? I don't want no hangover. I can't get no hangover.
It doesn't give you a hangover.
Well, I get addicted to it or something?
It's not habit forming.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. I don't want to overdose on it.
You can't OD on it.
It's not gonna make me want to have sex, is it?
It makes sex even better.
Sounds kind of expensive.
It's the cheapest drug there is.
Hmm.
You don't want it.
I think I kind of want it.
Okay, but just this once. Come on in. Get out of here, Dewey.
What are y'all doing in here?
It's called cocaine, and you don't want no part of this shit.
Cocaine? What's it do?
It turns all your bad feelings into good feelings. It's a nightmare.
I'm thinking maybe I'd like to try me some of that cocaine.
Get out of here, Dewey. You don't want no part of this shit.
What y'all doing in here?
We doing pills, uppers and downers. They're the logical next step for you.
I want some of that shit.
You're adorable.
Sam. What are y'all doing in here?
Dewey, get out of here. You don't want no part of this shit.
What is it?
It's medication for erectile dysfunction. It gives you a boner. Not to be used if you have a pre-existing heart condition. If boners last for more than 4 hours, call more ladies.
Well, that does sound tempting. But you know what, Sam? I really don't want no part of that shit.
Did you hear what I said? It gives you a boner.
Hate to let you down, old friend. I don't want to succumb to the temptations.